I'm Jamie Durley, Deputy Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections. I'm speaking with David Samchuk, a program analyst in our office, about a report on Medicare recovery audit contractors and improper payments. David, could you tell us about these contractors and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS's, work with these contractors?
Sure. Recovery audit contractors, or RACs, main responsibility is reviewing Medicare claims that have already been paid and identifying instances where the provider was paid too much or too little. These are called improper payments. The RACs are paid based on a percentage of improper payments they identify.
So, David, do RACs have any other roles besides identifying improper payments?
They do. RACs are also required to refer any potential fraud they find to CMS, but it's not a primary responsibility.
So what exactly does CMS do when RACs identify improper payments and fraud referrals?
CMS takes a variety of action on improper payment vulnerabilities, and it also reviews and forwards fraud referrals to the appropriate people, like CMS fraud contractors.
How does CMS oversee RACs?
It evaluates RAC performance every year. CMS provides feedback to the RACs and addresses any performance issues.
Great. So what was the focus of this report?
Well, we looked at Medicare Part A and B RACs performance and how CMS addressed their performance in fiscal years 2010 and 2011. We looked at RACs' identification of improper payments, whether CMS addressed vulnerabilities and potential fraud identified by RACs, and finally, CMS's oversight of RAC performance evaluations.
And why did you decide to focus on RACs for this report?
Well, OIG has been concerned about CMS oversight of its contractors for some time now. And past Government Accountability Office and OIG studies identified issues with CMS's ability to address RAC vulnerabilities and potential fraud referrals.
Okay. So what exactly did you find?
Well, we found that in fiscal years 2010 and 2011, RACs identified over $1 billion in improper payments from nearly half of the claims they reviewed. Inpatient hospitals and physician and other medical practitioners, like nurses, accounted for 93% of these improper payments.
In what other areas did the RACs find improper payments?
They come from many sources, including almost $3 million paid for services billed on behalf of dead Medicare patients, believe it or not.
Wow. What about CMS's role in identifying vulnerabilities during this two-year period?
CMS took action to address most of the vulnerabilities identified, but CMS did not evaluate the effectiveness of these actions.
And what about RAC potential fraud referrals and performance?
RACs made 6 fraud referrals to CMS during our time frame. However, by November 2012, CMS had not addressed the 6 referrals. As for RAC performance, CMS did not include metrics to evaluate performance on all contract requirements, like identifying improper payments.
David, CMS is ultimately responsible for the RAC program. What did OIG recommend to CMS to improve the program?
We recommended 4 things to CMS. First, take action on remaining vulnerabilities and determine the effectiveness of those actions. Second, ensure that RACs refer all appropriate cases of potential fraud. Third, review and take timely action on potential fraud referrals. And finally, to develop additional performance metrics that ensure RACs are evaluated on things such as identifying improper payments and fraud referrals.
And what's been CMS's response to this report?
CMS agreed with 3 of our 4 recommendations and said it's already taken action on the 4th one about addressing potential fraud referrals.
David Samchuk, Program Analyst for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, thank you so much for sharing this important work.
Thank you.